Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Two Footed Tackle Podcast. I'm your host, Harrison Atakos. We are back again for another week. I hope everyone is well. I hope everyone has enjoyed their week since we last spoke. International breaks, so no club football. If I could speak, that'd be great. 30 seconds in, I've already started. It's an awesome start. And in commemoration or in honour of the international break, I am wearing an international kit, but we'll touch on that a little bit later. I hope everyone is well, as always. I hope everyone has enjoyed their week, has enjoyed their country playing football. If they don't care about their country playing football, I question your morals. That's just my stance on it, and I've made that very pretty public. We're not going to speak on that debate this episode because we've got other things to speak about. But regardless, I hope everyone is well. I am swell, as always. Nice, chill, relaxing weekend. No football to watch, like no football at a reasonable hour to watch in Australia, which is a little bit disappointing. Obviously, the A-League as well having the international break. The A-League Women's was on though, which was a good watch as always. But yeah, hope everyone is well. Hope everyone is well because we are getting to April. Easter for the majority of people is coming around the corner very soon. It's happening this week. This week. So happy Easter for those who, happy Easter because I will actually be recording on Easter Monday. We'll be recording on Easter Monday, which will definitely be interesting. Because we will have football to chat about, but yes, that will be good regardless. Hope everyone is well. I'm rambling on as always, but yes, before we kick things off, before we start, I implore you all to subscribe to the Two Foot Tackle Podcast on YouTube. Share it around. Notification bell would mean more than the world. And then, of course, all the socials, links in the description of YouTube, Two Foot Tackle Podcast, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and all the audio platforms as well, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor, all major social and podcasting platforms. Terrific. There we go. As I said, I am wearing a international kit. This is actually, if I'm not mistaken, I do want to double check this because I don't want to get my facts wrong, but I do think this is the Germany. Yeah, obviously it's a Germany kit, but if I'm not mistaken, this is a retro 1990 Germany away kit, if I'm not mistaken. It's from the 1990. Not always, a little bit later. It might be a little bit later than that. It's from, if I can find it, 96 to 98 away kit. There you go. So it would have been France 98 that would have worn it in this, maybe, depending on. And of course, the Euros in 96, which were in England. They were in England. Yes, they were. This is where this kit is from. And for those who want to know the origins behind this kit, my brother, my very nice brother, got it for me when he was in Japan. Make of that how you will. It was a lovely present as he returned from his holiday. I'm forever grateful. It's a lovely kit. It fits well. Nice kind of oversized or like loose fit. It's great. Brilliant. A couple of notes. The badge is very low. It's like just underneath my nipple, which is just a little bit low. You can't actually see it on the camera. And once again, I am telling you, for those listening, I'm just going to preface this. For those listening to this episode, you're not going to have a great time because I'm going to be doing a lot of visual stuff today. By that, I mean I'm doing kit reviews because Nike released kits and I am a fucking nerd when it comes to football kits, as you can probably tell. But yeah, the collar with the kind of tri-colored collar. Fits well with a little bit of a different material. I like the Adidas coming straight across the chest here. It's good. The patterns on the sleeves are nice. It looks far more blue in the camera. I can tell you right now, it's very much green. It is very much green, which I think kind of complements the black and the white and the colors very well. I'm digressing as always, but yes, what do we have to chat about today? If you enjoyed that very brief kit review and kit kind of synopsis, you're going to love this episode because Nike released their kits. So I'm going to be reviewing some of them. Not all of them, because we don't have all day, but some of them. And apart from that, we've just got a bunch of other stuff to talk about. International football, European qualifiers, Socceroos played. Yeah, it's just, we can just have like a big old chat. It's probably like a little bit of like, if I was to call it, it'd be like a reset pod. Like nothing of note majorly happened. Of course, there were only friendlies and the European qualifiers have another stage to go. So we're not in the real crunch time of it all. But yeah, I've got in my notes here, slightly shorter episode maybe, and more waffle potentially. So, I mean, it's been 5 minutes, and all we have talked about is waffle. So, that's great start. But yes, let's kick things off. I really hope this works, because I did it really rushed. So, if we go here, this should work. It should work. So, Nike did their kit release. So they released a bunch of the new kits for a bunch of their teams. I'm not going to go through all of them because, once again, I do not have all day. But I would like to clarify and mention, I think that they got really lazy with their kit releases. They got really lazy because it was just a video. Like, they could have done like a mad on stage thing and like with the players and like have them do challenges in the new kits. It would have been cool. Would have been great photo ops. But no, just laziness. I'm digressing, as always. It would have been cool to see. Like, I think they did it ages ago with it. Like, ages ago, they did, like, a kit kind of release and a kit kind of launch. Was it Nike or was it Adidas? I think it might have been Adidas. I can't remember. But they've got... Yeah, anyways, I'm digressing. But, yeah, the kit releases have been announced. A lot of... There's, like, a semi kind of, like, a retro feel to some of them, which I'll touch on. But, yeah, let's kick things off. So, once again, for those audio people, apologize, you're gonna have to just kind of bear with me as I describe these kits. But yeah, first kit is the England home kit. Now, there has been some controversy, which I'll touch on later when I speak about this kit. Is it this one or is it the white one? I don't know. But yeah, the kit. I like it's a very stock standard plain England kit with the blue kind of, I wouldn't call it navy blue. It's almost like I think it's like a dark blue. It's not a navy blue. It's a dark blue, three lines, looks great. With the red outline on the sleeve, I think looks pretty cool. The blue collar, the fact that it's an actual collar is good as well, because another criticism I have on the kit that I'm currently wearing is that there's no collar. Like, this is not it's a collar, but it's not, like, I don't know if the... Last week, did I wear my Benfica kit from last week? Or no, last week I wore Newcastle. The Benfica kit that I wore a couple of weeks ago, that has a collar. The St. Pauli kit I wore a couple of weeks ago has a proper collar, which I like. I think it suits kind of a lot of football kits. And it also makes them more fashionable. Collars on football kits make them more fashionable. You can wear them out. You can style them differently with, like, jeans and, like, a nice pair of white sneakers or whatever. This one's good because it has the completely different color, but something like this England kit, you probably couldn't really style casually, especially considering the fits these days are far more tight and narrow. This one, very, very baggy, very, like, boxy in a sense, so it does kind of have this oversized look to it, which I think is pretty cool. But yeah, no, this one, this kit, great. Oh, it's fine. It is an objectively fine kit. It's an objectively fine kit. I'm not going to sit here and say that it's groundbreaking. I'm not going to sit here and say that it's bad either. I think it's fine. It's objectively fine. Yeah, can't really complain. And there is a collar on it. I just double checked, which is good for me. Which is good, which means you probably can style it a little bit if you'd like. Okay, so if I was to give it a rating out of 10, 7. And we'll touch on the controversy around it later on. The away kit. Now, the away kit. The color, how would I describe the color? It's like a charcoal, in a sense, a little bit of a purple tinge to it with the gold Nike tick and the gold three lines, especially from what it looks like from this photo. I like it. The lack of any semblance of a collar does knock it down a few pegs for me. But I like it. There seems to be a little bit of texture on, like, kind of the upper shoulder, kind of clavicle region there, which I think is pretty cool. And there seems to be some patterns down the side, which I also think can be quite cool. But yeah, I like how they've gone a little bit different. Normally, traditionally, you think of England away kits and they're red. I think that's kind of the traditional kind of England away kit. Maybe even a light blue. So they've gone different with, like, a purplish, bluish, charcoalish tinge to this kit, which I definitely like a lot. I think it's different, and I also think that it can definitely spice up some, like, a dull kind of scenery surrounding the England kits over recent times. So yeah, no, for sure, I do like it. If it is gold instead of white, I like it a lot. I should probably get these photos up, like, on my phone so I can like really kind of take a deep look, because they're on my laptop and I can't really see all that far away. I say far away, but it's there. So if I can have it on my phone, I think that's probably a good way of doing it. Yeah. So yeah, it's kind of, yeah, it is like a charcoalish bluish. Yeah, with the gold, I think it's great. Okay. If I was to give this a rating out of 10, I'll go with 7. I think it's slightly better than the HomeKit. Moving on, France. Now, I love this. I really love it. I love this is the HomeKit, the France HomeKit. I love the color scheme. I think the France color scheme is one of the more visually appealing color schemes on the, like, in the world. I think when it comes to football kits, the red, the white, and the gold, and the blue as well. Obviously, the blue base with the gold logo, with the red and the white splattered across. I think it's really sexy. I think it's really hot. There's a little bit of texture within the shirt as well, which I think can add that little bit of detail. The white Nike tick complements it as well. Yeah, I really like it. I really do like it. The gold of the logo, of the kind of the badge, it's just perfection. It's just so good. I really do need to go out and buy a retro France kit, or even that kit I might buy, because it's really good. The color schemes work great. There is lack of like a proper, like there is that tri-colored collar, which adds a little bit of flavor to it, but if it was a little bit more accentuated, had a little bit more pop to it, that probably would have made it a little bit better. But yeah, I don't see any faults with this. The crest is probably a little bit too big, maybe. I am looking on the notes here. The oversized crest on the front respects the multicultural France teams of the 1980s. So there you go. Yeah, I really like the home kit. I think it's great. It's classic, it's standard, but it's great. Can't complain. I would give this a 8.5 out of 10. Bang. The away kit. Now, this is where we get to real areas now, because it's white base. It's a white base with the red and blue pin, like the red and blue pins, starting with the blue on the right hand side of the shirt, going across to the left hand side of the shirt where it turns to the red with the pinstripes. I think looks cool. I really do think it does. The blue cuffs as well. And the blue collar, I think it really complements it as well. The oversized crest remains with the blue Nike tick, I think complements that. I like it. It's a bit different, a bit out there. The collar, a little bit bland, but I think on an away kit, it's fine. I like it. I really do like it. I think it's one of the better ways you can kind of make a creative kit while still keeping kind of the essence of what it should be. So, for sure, definitely like this kit. Probably not, like, I probably wouldn't wear it out. I say wear it out. It's probably hard to style. It's very much a football kit. It's very hard to style, but I do. I can sit back and appreciate it for sure. I'll give it a seven. I'll give it a seven. Next up is the Netherlands. That is the away kit. This is the home kit. So I mixed up the orders there. My apologies. This is the Netherlands home kit. Now, very, very kind of, I wouldn't say bog standard, but it's the bright orange kind of pop to the Netherlands kit is what kind of is attractive to it. The navy blue, it's probably the darkest blue we've seen, especially in comparison to the England kit. On the collar, on the cuffs, on the Nike logo, on the Nike tick, I think it is great. On the actual crest as well, kind of brings in that. It really makes it stand out with the white kind of basis of the crest, with the blue lion, with the orange in the background. I think is awesome. And then you've got this like texture kind of, it's almost like they've got here, it's like a knitted texture to it. I've got it here zoomed in properly on my phone. It's got this like nice little knitted texture to it, which I think is pretty cool, which I think is great. It's something that we haven't really seen from a lot of football kits, with that proper kind of almost like a retro kind of woolen texture to it. I don't know how it would necessarily fit and how it would feel. I'm sure it'd feel kind of fine. But yeah, I like it. I like the patterns. I like kind of the difference in the oranges. I like how you can see like a little bit of bright orange and then a little bit of dark orange, a little bit of bright orange splattered throughout the kit. I think it looks good. I really do like this one. If I was to give this a rating, I'll give it a seven. I think my favorite so far is probably my favorite so far is probably the France home kit, if I had to say. Yeah, my favorite so far is probably the France home kit. But I mean, the away kit's great. The home kit's also good. But yeah, no, the France home, the Netherlands home kit's is 7. Netherlands away kit. Let's move that slightly across. Netherlands away kit. I like it. I like how it's. Do I like it? I don't know. It's different. It's basically the inverse of It's basically the inverse of what the home kit is, with the blue kind of blue outline, orange collar, orange cuffs on the sleeves, white Nike tick. The crest remains the same. There's a little bit of a splattered kind of orange and light blue and dark blue kind of blocky texture to the kit and blocky pattern to the kit. It's okay. It's a completely fine football shirt. I'm thinking more from a stylistic perspective. It's a completely fine football shirt. You can't really style this any other way, which is a little bit disappointing. But yeah, I really do. I like this as a football kit. I like the collar, how it's not slightly off-centered, but how it's got that kind of nice little ridge to it. On the left-hand side, how it's got that ridge. Yeah, it's an objectively fine football kit. Nothing extraordinary, nothing that's going to... Like, I'm not going to kind of go crazy over it, but it's objectively... It is objectively fine in my humble opinion, which is all that my opinion is, humble. So yes, let's move on. Only a couple more kits to show, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. So, next kit, Portugal home kit, which does not have a model for whatever reason, which, you know what, it's fine. Not all kits need a model. not all kits need a model. I just want to kind of clarify if this is kind of a kit that was on the release. I think it was on the release. It was on their newest, kind of thing on the website. Regardless of it though, we'll rate it because I've got it here. I actually don't think it is one of their newest kits. That is a shame, because they've got that on the new kind of... Oh no, it is. I was gonna say, I was like, I swear it was, but it is. Okay, forget me. I think there's gonna be a lot of nostalgic bias with this kit, because it's probably gonna be the last kit that we see Cristiano Ronaldo play in. So it's gonna be very, very interesting. But it's a really, really standard Portuguese kit with that kind of red, really rich, dark red base, crest, white Nike logo, a white Nike tick, black cuffs on the sleeves, with the collar, with that black, with a little bit of green, as the Portuguese way is. It's great. It's awesome. Nothing extraordinary, nothing special, but it's just solid. A nice, solid home kit. Can't really complain. It's a 6. It's a 6, 6.5. Can't really complain. Can't really say it's exceptional either. But I think this kit will be looked back on kind of with a lot of nostalgic glasses, because it's probably going to be the last kit we see Cristiano Ronaldo, the last Portuguese kit we'll see Cristiano Ronaldo play in. And of course, Portugal will have a pretty good squad at the moment, so we could see some success in this kit coming into the Euros in mid-year. Moving on to their away kit. This one has a model, for whatever reason. Wow, this is interesting. This is the first time I've really looked at it properly. It's got a white base with almost like a marble texture, in a sense. Kind of looks like a blueprint. Think about a white background, for those listening. Think about a white, like a plain white kit with like a blueprint splattered across it, or like a faded marble kind of texturing, tiling over it, with the black kind of the black... The black cuffs on the sleeves remain the same. The back collar remains the same. The black Nike tick is a little bit... is different to the white Nike tick that we saw on the home kit. Crest, the same as always. I don't mind it. This one you could style a little bit, I think. This one has the potential to be like a casual fit, which I like. This one could have done with a collar. If this one had just a little bit more of like a popping collar with a black collar with like a little bit of detailing in it, this one could have been hard. Because you get that red kind of... that red... pop from the crest. I do like it. No collar, knocks it down a few pegs, but we'll give it a 7.5. 7.5, I think a solid 7.5. Moving into the last kit we're going to review, and it is the Brazil kit. okay. This is, I wouldn't say it's divided opinion, but so I think a lot of what's been, and I'll put it back on me for a second, What's been big in this kind of kit release, what I've seen, is that it's been a lot of retro inspiration. So not necessarily retro kits, like they haven't released this kit as the Germany kit, for example, but it's been a lot of retro-based kits. And I think that has something to do with the kind of the way that fashion is going, in a sense. Like, I'm sitting here wearing a fucking 1996 Germany away kit. Last week, I wore a 2014 Newcastle kit. In my closet, I've got a 1970 Netherlands kit. Like, there's a lot of retro, especially football kits, coming into fashion. So I think the retro inspiration has been nailed on this one. It's got that, the crest in the middle, with that texture underneath, with that bright orange, it pops. It gives the Brazilian flavor to it. The collar, I think, is okay. At least they've tried something with it. I don't mind that. I like the cufflinks on the sleeves being this kind of like teal, dark blue kind of mix and match. I don't like the green. From what it looks like there's like a dark green underline. I don't really like that. But yeah, it's great. It's awesome. You can't sit here and say that it's anything but pretty cool, because it is. Brazil have always had iconic kits, and I think this is an example of a lot of pressure being built, or like a lot of pressure from the, you can tell that the designers put a lot of thought into trying to encapsulate that Brazilian kind of flavor to it. So I like it. I'll give it a 7.5. It's probably equal top with the France kit, but I just like the France color scheme a little bit more. The yellow, you need to get it right for it to be good, and I think they have got it right, because Brazil have had some bad kits in the past. They had some bad kits. Where they go with a little bit more of a darker yellow, I'm not necessarily a fan. I like this bright, vibrant, poppy, kind of lemon yellow. I like that a lot. So yeah, with like the light green as well, beautiful. Beautiful kit. We'll give it 7.5. And the final kit, the Brazil away kit, I'm not a fan. So they've taken the patterns of the cuffs of the sleeves on the home kit and made that the basis and basically the point, in a sense, of the away kit. I'm not a big fan of horizontal patterns generally. The sleeves, you can get away with it. You can get away with horizontal patterns on sleeves. I don't like horizontal patterns across the torso or across the chest. I just think it can almost stretch the kit, make it look a little bit bigger than what it needs to be. Whereas the kind of the horizontal, I don't mind horizontal. I don't mind vertical patterns to it. This one, it's got that kind of wavy kind of seaboard effect. The logo in the middle kind of gets lost in a little bit, like the crest in the middle gets lost a little bit. The collar and the cuff, the sleeve cuffs, I don't mind. The gold Nike tick, I don't mind that as well. Something lacking. This is probably a little bit underwhelming. It's fine. It is objectively okay, but not my favorite. Not my favorite, unfortunately. Yeah, it just is what it is. It's good. It's fine. It is objectively fine. I can't really say more than that. It's a 6. It's fine. It's okay. It will do. It's standard. Not a massive fan. So yeah, if I had to give my ratings as we flick through all of them again, that France kit, something about that gold crest that pops and that stands out, and that really makes me love it. If the collar was a little bit more accentuated, if there was a little bit more of a thicker and kind of prominent collar, it would be my favorite by a mile. I don't mind the away kit, but the home kit, the France home kit from this new Nike drop, or from the ones that I've reviewed, for the ones that I've reviewed today, are pretty good. So I'll take that. Like the England home, like the England away. France away is fine for a football kit. It's okay. Netherlands home, I don't mind. Netherlands away, average. Portuguese home, it's stock standard. It's fine. Away, don't mind at all. Brazil home, like Brazil away. It will do. It's serviceable. So yes, that is all. That is the kit kind of situation. As you can tell, I am a nerd when it comes to football kits. As you can tell by that 20-minute spiel about fucking about kits. So yeah, that was when I saw that they released them, I was like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna review these on the pod. Some of the ones, I think they released a Turkey kit, which was okay, the USA kit, South Korea kit, Nigeria kit. I've just picked the biggest nations. I'm not going to sit here and review kits for 50 minutes. Even though I would like that, there's actual football to speak about. Maybe I should start a kit podcast. Maybe I should. Maybe I should start a retro football podcast hosted by a 19-year-old. How ironic is that? But yeah, that is just my 2 cents on the Nike kits. I'm going to take a quick break. It won't matter anything for the viewer at home, for you guys. But I'm going to take a quick break, reset. We'll come back and we'll actually speak about some football. Actually, no, we're not. We're going to do some more kit talk when we speak about the England kit. And then we're going to speak about some football. Because, oh God, England's a funny place. England's a really funny place. Okay, let's speak about the fucking English kit fiasco. And I'm not going to speak about it long because I can't be bothered and I just don't want to do it. So England's in their kit, in their home kit, on the back of the collar. For those who know, you know. For those who don't, I'll give you context. There is a resemblance of the cross that is on, that are the base of the English flag. The St. George cross, the cross of St. George. I think that's the title of it. Which has been altered to having a different colour scheme. Right? It's now like, it's got like a purple blue tinge to it instead of being the white, the white background with the red thing. This has put Twitter into a fucking fuss, right? And I like, look, I'm not English, so I'm not going to sit here and tell English people how to feel about an English kit, right? And how, like, and how they feel about what they're experiencing, right? I'm not English, so I'm not going to sit here and tell English people how to feel about their own kit. However, all I can do is relate it to if it was an Australian kit and or if I was English myself. Personally, I really don't see the issue. Like, if you don't, if you think it's disrespecting the cross, I will counter that point by saying, I don't think it's meant to be an imitation or a parody of the cross. I just think it's meant to be a design choice, which if you take it just as a design choice, you can sit there and go, I don't like the design, but you can't be offended by the design. I just think it's a really kind of petty and little thing to get offended about and blow up about, especially considering that it's your nation's kit. Like, that represents, like, you're going to be wearing that kit heading into the Euros, a tournament where you have a great shot at winning. You should just be putting as much positive energy into the universe as possible instead of wasting energy and putting negative energy into the universe because of some design choice which you don't like and which you now find offensive for whatever reason. Don't like it, no idea, but that's just me. Like, that's just me. I'm not going to sit here and say that they're completely wrong for feeling the way that they feel because they can feel however they want, right? They can feel however they want. But I really do struggle to think that it's offensive, personally. I do. And that's just me. Maybe that's just me. And maybe I'm being kind of not pedantic or dismissive or facetious for the sake of being facetious. I just don't think it is. I just don't. And that's just me. And you can disagree with me, that's fine. I'm not telling you you're a bad person if you are offended by it. I'm not telling you you're a good person if you're not. I'm not telling you that you're a good person if you are offended by it, a bad person if you're not. I'm just expressing my opinion, and I'm not really going to criticize people for theirs either. Because at the end of the day, I'm not English, and it's not my kit, and it doesn't represent my country. So I don't really care all too much. I just think it's a silly thing to be so angry about because of the consequence, not consequences, because of the situation in which the kit is in, like the context of which the kit is in and the situation is that in which it's leading up to, being the Euros, being the fact that you're a chance, being the fact that it could be your first major tournament in near on 70 years, give or take, or like close to 70 years, 60 years. Yeah, like, I think we're in a position now we can be like, okay, let's just ignore this for now and, like, put a full energy into this. But look, what do I know? Hey, I just wanted to speak about that briefly because I just thought it was really fucking stupid and pedantic and whatever. Let's speak on, like, the European qualifiers happened. The European qualifiers happened and the next round is happening over Wednesday. So Georgia beat Luxembourg 2-0, Ukraine beat Bosnia 2-1, Greece beat Kazakhstan 5-0, Iceland beat Israel 4-1, Poland beat Estonia 4-1, and Wales beat Finland 4-1. All the results that were expected to happen happened. Georgia over Luxembourg, pretty kind of standard win for them. 2-0 win. For them, so that's good for them. Ukraine versus Bosnia, probably a little bit of a, not upset, but Ukraine probably are the better team. They scored two goals in the 80th minute, in fairness. But yeah, Bosnia just aren't the team that they once were. Dzeko towards the end of his cycle, Pjanic no longer in that team. They're the two kind of focal points who are no longer there. Greece versus Kazakhstan 5-0. Solid result for Greece. Expected as well. Iceland 4-1 over Israel. Expected. Iceland obviously looking to qualify for the Euros again. After the heroics in 2016, did they make 2021? Yeah, they did, didn't they? I think they did. Anyways, that's fuck. There's only been one Euros since 2016. That's fucked. Life flies. Time flies. Poland 5-1 over Estonia, pretty stock standard. And Wales 4-1 over Finland, which is expected. This leads to a Georgia versus Greece, Ukraine versus Iceland, and Wales versus Poland. The winners of all three of these one-legged ties go to the Euros. They will be played in Georgia. It's a Ukraine home game, but obviously it won't be played in Ukraine. It'll be played in Poland. And Wales will host Poland in Cardiff. Speaking about it from a selfish, I really want Greece to make it. Obviously, for those who don't know, Stamatakos, I have Greek heritage. The stories of 2004, I live in my memory from people who are older than me, who experienced it, and who were obviously for those who don't know, Melbourne, in which I'm based, has a very, 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 very big Greek population. It's actually the biggest population of Greek people outside of Greece, and I actually think it's the second biggest population of Greek people generally, but behind Athens, I think, which once again is pretty cool. But yeah, apparently Lonsdale Street, which was the Greek precinct at the time, went mental in 2004. I want a little bit of an experience like that. Obviously, Greece haven't done anything in a maiden tournament since 2014. Didn't make the 16 Euros. Didn't make the 18 World Cup. 21 Euros either. 22 World Cup. No. So that's four major tournaments in a row missing. 2014 World Cup, we made it to the round of 16. Lost to Costa Rica on penalties. 2012 European Championships, we lost in the second in the round of 16 to Germany. 4-2, I think it was. 2010 World Cup, out of the group stage. 08 Euros. Out of the group stage, 6 World Cup, don't think they made. Or 08 Euros, I don't think they made either. I'm blabbering. But yeah, I really hope Greece win. Georgia's a tough place to go. Georgia's a really tough place to go. They've got some talent. It's going to be tough. But I mean, a 5-0 win, confidence up, fingers crossed. Ukraine versus Iceland and Wales versus Poland, two pretty, very even games. Two very even games. I'd love to see Ukraine do it just because of the story, but I'd also like to see Iceland do it because of their story. And then Wales, Poland. I like Wales. I always have this inclination towards like the Wales and Scotland, just probably because of the media and the kind of things that I'm exposed to. Probably a little bit of bias in that, but yeah, look, if I had to give my predictions for them, they go out on, going out on Wednesday morning. Yeah, Greece, Georgia. If I had to say, I'd do Greece beat Georgia 2-1. I don't want it to be any. I don't want it to get extra time or penalties for God's sake. Greece beat Georgia 2-1 after going behind 1-0, just to make it hard on ourselves. Ukraine versus Iceland. I think Ukraine should win. I think Ukraine just had the quality. Like Mudryk is like this is his moment to like really make the difference. They have the quality. Whether or not Iceland can kind of that stereotypical kind of defensive team and withhold it, we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, Greece, Ukraine should win, and I think Wales would be too strong for Poland. I think Wales beat Poland 1-0. Wales 1-0, Ukraine 2-0, Greece 2-1. That's my prediction. Guess I have to wait and see. The Socceroos also played. They beat Lebanon in front of a packed house at Combank Stadium. 2-0 win. Starting Taggart up front, like, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Like, out of everything that we requested of Graham Arnold post, out of everything everyone kind of requested out of Graham Arnold heading into the first game against Lebanon, it's almost like he took all of our advice and just said, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't know why. I really don't understand the rationale behind most of that team selection. Why play Taggart and Yenge up front together? Like, just play Yenge up front. Like, he's deserved that spot for his form at Portsmouth. Taggart isn't that level anymore, and he won't be. Because he's old. Yenge has a lot of years on him. The defense was standard. The midfield was fine. Like, there's no experimentation. If he doesn't experiment in the second game, then God knows. Like, God knows what's going to happen, because, like, he has to experiment in this second game against Lebanon, because the qualification's secured. We're through to the next round. You've got players in the squad who haven't played for a while. Just get them in and use them. Don't, like, you can't rejuvenate a squad if you don't give players a chance. If you keep doing this, if you keep using the same players over and over again, there's no chance of rejuvenation. So we're just going to be stuck in the same place and stuck with the same squad, and eventually those players are going to get old, and then you're going to have players who are 24, 25 who have no senior appearances, who have no experience, because when they were 22, 23 you didn't give them any because you were stuck on these 32, 33, 34 year olds. It's the cycle of international management that he needs to grasp, which I just don't think he has. And like, I know the World Cup qualification should be secured because of the amount of teams that are qualifying from Asia. Like, we should get there by default almost. But, like, come on. The Asian Cup was a disappointment. We need to start seeing, if he's going to stay in the job, we need to start seeing a different side to him, and a side that shows that he is capable of rejuvenating and revitalizing this squad. Because right now, there's none of that, which is disappointing, because I think the squad has a bucket load of talent, which either isn't getting played or isn't even getting picked in the squad, which is the most disappointing thing. Yeah, I don't know. Just my two cents on that. Hopefully, like, we should win on Wednesday or on Tuesday. Yeah, whatever. I'm at that point right now where it's like, whatever. It is what it is. I can't, like, we've been banging on about this for ages, and nothing's ever going to change. So, yeah, there you go. I think that's it. If we're going to preview the week, obviously, club football's back. Victory play Perth on Sunday afternoon, in which we should win and need to win if we're going to make sure we don't capitulate towards the back end of this season. And then City versus Arsenal and Liverpool versus Brighton on Monday morning is going to be big. Big games in terms of ramifications for the title race. And Newcastle versus West Ham on Saturday night in Australia time is a cracker of a game as well. But there you go. Thank you all for subscribing. If you haven't, please do. Thank you all for watching and sticking around for another episode of the Two Foot Tackle Podcast, as I've just forgot to click off the image. So there you go. I'm still trying to get a handle of the stream deck, despite me using it for 2 years. So there you go. Yeah, look, it's not a Two Foot Tackle Podcast without technical difficulties. But no, that's fine. Thank you all for subscribing, for watching. Make sure you subscribe to the Two Foot Tackle Podcast if you haven't already. If this is your first time sticking around, thank you for sticking around. If you have, please consider subscribing. It doesn't mean the world to me. Sharing it, liking it, doing all that stuff does mean more than the world. If this is your 100th time watching, 50th, 20th, whatever it is, thank you for sticking around once again. Make sure you share the podcast as well. Socials, audio platforms, all the nine yards. See you next week. Happy Easter for those who celebrate. And see you next week for some club football. Stay well, stay safe. Goodbye.